TXV bulb charges and equalizer types explained. What the different TXV bulb charges liquid, gas slash mop, cross do, the difference between internal and external equalizers, and why the valve has to match the refrigerant it's metering. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Not all TXVs are interchangeable, and two details on the valve decide whether it'll work on your system. The bulb charge, what's sealed inside the sensing element and how it behaves, and the equalizer, how the valve senses evaporator pressure, internally or externally. Get either wrong and the valve either won't hold superheat or won't work on that coil at all. This is the deeper knowledge side of metering devices that separates a parts changer from someone who specs the right valve. How it works. The bulb charge. The sensing bulb is filled with a fluid whose pressure-temperature behavior is matched to the refrigerant the valve is built for. That's the first reason a TXV is refrigerant-specific. An R22 valve and an R410 valve have different internal charges, because the two refrigerants saturate at different pressures for a given temperature. Put the wrong valve on and the superheat it holds will be off. Common charge types. Liquid charge. The bulb holds enough fluid that there's always liquid present. It responds in a fairly linear way and gives consistent superheat across the operating range. Bulb location is less fussy because there's always liquid to set the pressure. Gas charge MOP, maximum operating pressure. The bulb has a limited amount of charge that fully vaporizes above a certain temperature. Once it's all vapor, the bulb pressure stops climbing, so the valve can't open further past that point. This cap suction pressure on a pull-down protects the compressor from overload on startup after a warm soak. The catch, with a gas/MOP charge, the bulb must be the coldest part of the power element. If the diaphragm head gets colder than the bulb, the charge migrates to the head and the valve loses control. Keep the valve body warmer than the bulb. Cross charge, the bulb fluid is a different substance than the system refrigerant, chosen so the valve holds more stable superheat across a wide evaporator temperature range. Common on systems that see a big swing in coil temperature. The equalizer. The valve has to know the pressure of the refrigerant in the evaporator to compute superheat. Internal equalizer. Senses pressure right at the valve outlet coil inlet. Fine only when the coil has very little pressure drop from inlet to outlet. Small, simple coils. External equalizer. A separate small line taps the suction line at the coil outlet downstream of the coil and any distributor. This is required whenever the coil and its distributor have meaningful pressure drop, which is most modern coils. It lets the valve measure the true outlet pressure so superheat is calculated correctly. If a coil has a refrigerant distributor, the spider with multiple feeder tubes, it has significant pressure drop and you need an externally equalized valve. Using an internally equalized valve there makes the valve think superheat is higher than it really is, and it overfeeds. In the field, VEC replacements by refrigerant, capacity tonnage, equalizer type, and whether the application needs MOP. A valve that's right on every count but wrong on one won't hold superheat. External equalizer line must be connected to the suction line downstream of the coil and must be open. Tapped wrong or left capped and the valve starves the coil. MOP / gas charge valves. Mount the bulb properly and don't insulate the head in a way that makes it colder than the bulb. Keep the bulb on clean copper, insulated, with a valve body and warmer air. Normal values and targets. Coil superheat held by a correctly matched valve. Roughly 8 to 12 degrees across the normal load range. MOP rating. Chosen so suction pressure can't exceed a safe ceiling during pull-down. The valve effectively closes off additional opening above the MOP point. The exact MOP is application-specific. Match it to the system design. Equalizer rule of thumb. Distributor present to external equalizer, period. Common faults and what they mean. New valve installed. Superheat way off. Wrong refrigerant charge in the valve or wrong equalizer type for the coil. Confirm the valve part number matches the application. Gas/MOP valve loses control when the unit gets cold charge migration. The head got colder than the bulb. Re-insulate the bulb. Make sure the valve body sits in warmer air than the bulb. Internally equalized a valve on a distributor coil. Chronic overfeeding / flooding. Wrong equalizer type. It can't see the coil's pressure drop. Replace with an externally equalized valve. External equalizer capped or pinched. Valve throttles closed. Coil starves. High superheat. Open / reconnect it. Valve holds superheated design but the system can't pull down after a hot soak. Could be a missing MOP feature where one was needed or, conversely, an MOP set too low limiting capacity. Tech tips and gotchas. Match the valve to the refrigerant, always. This is the most common spec mistake. An R410 system needs an R410 valve. The bulb charge and pressure range are built around the refrigerant. Distributor equals external equalizer. If you see feeder tubes fanning out from a distributor at the coil, you need an externally equalized valve. No exceptions worth gambling on. MOP charges are picky about temperature gradient. The bulb has to be the cold spot. A valve installed where the head gets chilled, for example in a cold airstream, will lose its charge to the head and quit controlling. Bulb on clean copper, 4 or 8 o'clock, insulated. True for every charge type. On lines larger than about 7/8. The bulb goes on the side, not the top or bottom. Don't reuse a mystery valve. If you can't confirm the refrigerant, capacity, and equalizer type of a used valve, you're gambling on superheat control. Install a known correct one. Safety/code notes. Recover charge per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F before replacing a valve or power element. Braze with nitrogen flowing. On a 2L refrigerant such as R454B or R32, follow the equipment's listed service procedures and any leak mitigation requirements. These refrigerants are mildly flammable and the metering device service still has to respect the system's safety listing.